Throughout his life, Beethoven faced many obstacles with his music. Instead of giving up when he began to go deaf, Beethoven just composed more music. Of course, this was not always easy. He struggled long and hard over every composition. Beethoven wrote 9 symphonies, compared to Haydn, who wrote 100, or Mozart, who wrote more than 40. But Beethoven was not willing to put less than his best into anything, even when it was more difficult for him than it was for anyone else to compose. Beethoven would not make excuses for himself. Instead, when life handed Beethoven a lemon, as the saying goes, he made some of the world's best lemonade. Because Beethoven was a very important figure during the time of the classic period, let's look at how some of the important historical events of the period affected him and how he affected them. The first historical event of the classical period we will discuss is the Age of Enlightenment. During this age, knowledge became much more widespread. More people had access to books and education. Beethoven loved to study the literature and ideas of great thinkers. As he read, it was always his goal to figure out what the author was saying and if what he said was true. Beethoven was constantly searching for truth because he loved truth. During the Age of Enlightenment, people also learned about themselves. They realized that people were equal. One person was not better than another just because of who his parents were. Before this time, people had believed in the divine right of kings. The people believed that a king was ordained by God. However, people in the classic period realized that this was not true. Equality of people became very important. You might remember from your study of Mozart that Mozart and his family had to stand up when invited to dinner with the French king and weren't allowed to eat in front of them. This would never happen with Beethoven. He would have kicked the prince off the chair and sat down himself. Before Beethoven turned 6 years old, the American Revolution had started. Then, when Beethoven was 18, the French Revolution began with a storming of the Bastille. People all over the world were fighting to free themselves from government by kings and aristocracy. Beethoven also struggled for independence in his career. Up through Beethoven's time, composers and musicians worked for either the church or for the aristocracy. Haydn, who taught Beethoven in Vienna, had a very successful career because he was hired by the Esterházy family. Mozart, on the other hand, died very poor because he was unable to find a patron who would hire him for very long. Up to Beethoven, patrons were very important to a composer if he wanted to survive. However, Beethoven did not enjoy writing music that conformed to a patron's taste and not his own feelings. Because Beethoven's music became well-liked during his lifetime, Beethoven did not have to worry so much about pleasing a patron. There were several times that Beethoven was invited to perform for the aristocracy, and he would not. For most musicians, that would have been the end of their career. But not for Beethoven. He believed in treating the artist as an artist and not as a servant, and he refused to let anyone forget that. For example, when a prince during Napoleon's invasion of Vienna insisted that he play for some French officers, Beethoven stormed out of the palace in a rage, demolished a bust of the prince that was in his possession, and wrote to his exalted friend, "Prince, you are what you are through an accident of birth. What I am through mine own efforts. There have been many princes, and there will be thousands more, but there is only one Beethoven." In the year that Beethoven left for Vienna to study with Haydn, George Washington was the first president of the United States. The American Revolution was one of the main historical events of the classic period. The American colonies fought to gain freedom from England. The fight for freedom swept into many areas, even music. Beethoven soon began to push the limits of composition and to take greater musical freedoms. Beethoven's works are often broken up into 3 periods in order to study them more easily. We will look at the ways in which Beethoven changed music during all 3 of these periods. Beethoven's first period covers his music up to 1802. During this period, Beethoven followed many of the musical trends of the classic period. One of the most popular forms, as you know, was the sonata allegro form. Mozart and Haydn had been very important in developing this form. The sonata allegro form is like an ABA form. The first A section of a sonata is called the exposition and has at least one theme or melody. Here is the first theme from the exposition of Beethoven's Sonata No. 5 in C minor. An exposition usually has more than one theme. Some expositions have many themes, while others only have two or three. Let's listen to the second theme from the same sonata in C minor. Section of a sonata allegro form is called the development. In this section of the piece, a composer was able to take some of the ideas from the exposition and expand or change them in new ways. Do you remember how much Beethoven loved to play without any music when he was little? And later, he loved to compete with other pianists in Vienna to see who could play without any written notes. Beethoven loved to improvise. When it came time to compose, the development section was the place where he could really explore his ideas. Beethoven liked to take one idea and use it as many ways as he possibly could, as in the Fifth Symphony. Beethoven had so many ways to develop one idea that his development sections often became quite a bit longer than those of other classical composers. Listen carefully to the development section from the sonata in C minor. See if you can hear the different ways that Beethoven develops the two themes that you just heard from the exposition. At the end of the development is a section called the retransition, going into the recapitulation. This section gives a clue that the first theme from the exposition is going to return again. The retransition is built on the dominant chord. A dominant chord is the chord whose root is the fifth degree of the scale. Since this Beethoven sonata is in the key of C minor, the dominant chord would be in G, since G is the fifth degree of the C minor scale. What chord would the dominant chord be in the key of D major? If you said an A major chord, you were right, because A is the fifth degree of the D major scale. Let's listen to the end of the development. Listen for the G dominant to be repeated several times in the bass. After the development, One of the themes from the exposition returns, just like it was in the exposition. This is called the recapitulation. Now let's listen to the whole first movement. Listen for the exposition, development, then the retransition back into the recapitulation. When you hear the recapitulation, raise your hand. The retransition will give you a clue that the recapitulation is coming up.
Thank you.
By the end of his first creative period in 1802, Beethoven had composed 2 symphonies, 3 piano concertos, 6 string quartets, and 10 piano sonatas. However, he composed even more music during the second period. Not only did Beethoven write lots of music, but the music of the second creative period was music that changed the history of music forever after it. When Beethoven's third symphony, the Eroica Symphony, was performed, people found something was different in this music. Some didn't like it at all. Others really did like it. For one thing, this symphony was much, much longer than any other symphony had been before. Beethoven's love for improvisation came through again in his development of ideas. He loved to play with one idea over and over. The Eroica Symphony was also different because it had a new emotional element. All of the deep feelings Beethoven had were showing up in his music. Before this symphony, composers did not intentionally put an emotion into a piece. The Eroica Symphony, however, shows a struggle which finally finishes in triumph. The insertion of the composer's own emotions directly into the music was one thing that led to the Romantic period. Another form that was popular during the Classic period was theme and variations. Beethoven wrote many theme and variation pieces, and he really expanded this form. Most classic composers had written pieces that had 10 or maybe 12 variations at the most, but Beethoven was not content with 12. One of his pieces, written during the middle period, was a set of 32 variations on a theme he had written. Many people thought Beethoven had overdone it, but Beethoven found so many different ways to rewrite the same ideas that many other people loved it. Let's listen to the theme from 32 Variations in C minor. Now let's listen to several variations on that theme. Listen for musical ideas that repeat. Also, see if you can hear the theme in each variation. Listen carefully. If you need to, run the tape back a few times until you can hear it. You'll have to listen carefully, since it will be disguised. Beethoven also lengthened and expanded the coda, or end of a piece. Now, coda is an Italian word for tail. Now, where do you put the tail on a donkey? On its hind end, right? Same thing with music. You put the tail at the end of the piece, so that when you come to the recapitulation, you just don't have a restatement of the theme A and B or C, but you also put something new at the end to let your audience know that it's finished. This is it, folks. This is the end. Da-da! And so that's what Beethoven lengthened and expanded. It was the coda. Sometimes he expanded it so much, the coda became longer than the rest of the piece, once again showing Beethoven's inventiveness and his love to improvise. In this second creative period, which ended around 1816, Beethoven wrote 2 piano concertos, 6 symphonies, and over 15 piano sonatas, as well as many other pieces like theme and variations. Beethoven's love for freedom played great importance in his compositions of the second period. The third and final period covers the last 11 years of Beethoven's life. Beethoven composed most of this music when he was completely deaf. At the first performance of the Ninth Symphony on May 7, 1824, 3 years before Beethoven passed away, the audience clapped and clapped and cheered. They loved the symphony, and they wanted to show Beethoven that they liked his music. Beethoven was in the audience, but he could not hear the applause. It was not until one of the singers came down, had him stand, and turned him around to face the audience that he saw all the people clapping and waving their hats. Beethoven, during this time period, also had family problems and poor health. But Beethoven did not stop composing. The music of this time period came from deep within Beethoven's soul. Beethoven expressed some of his feelings in a very unique way in the Ninth Symphony. No one had ever used voices as part of a symphony before. Beethoven used a chorus of voices singing parts of a famous poem by Schiller called Ode to Joy. He used the parts of the poem which talked about all men being brothers. Beethoven studied the music of J.S. Bach and Palestrina in great depth during his last years. Beethoven began to experiment with the classical forms using ideas from the Renaissance and Baroque period. He also kept expanding forms. For example, 33 Variations on a Waltz by Diabelli was written in 1823. Not only did this set of theme and variations have a lot more variations, but the whole piece was over an hour long. Beethoven also wrote his last 5 piano sonatas and several string quartets during this final period. Another important event of the classic period was the development of the piano. Although the piano had been invented in 1709 during the Baroque period, it replaced the harpsichord during the classic period. Mozart and Haydn had played on harpsichords, but by the time Beethoven began to take lessons, the piano had become the main instrument. Beethoven was very influential in the development of the piano as we know it today. He was such a strong performer that he often broke strings on the piano because the first pianos were so delicate. The piano builders built strong pianos to try and make one that Beethoven would be able to play on. Many people liked the big sounds Beethoven got from the piano, so other performers soon began to perform with a bigger sound, and piano builders kept building stronger pianos. The piano was also important because Beethoven could use many different levels of dynamics, and Beethoven did use many dynamics in his music. Very often, a loud section will suddenly become very soft, or he might punch chords out of a piano section. Beethoven liked contrast. It is very important to carefully watch all the dynamic markings in Beethoven's music. There are some important principles to remember when you are playing a piece by Beethoven. We have already talked about how important it is to observe every dynamic marking. The sustain pedal can be used more with Beethoven's music than with other classical composers. However, it is important to listen carefully to be sure that the pedal is not overused. Remember, Beethoven was still a part of the classical period. His beautiful melodies should be brought out and not blurred together, except in those few instances where he has indicated that he wants it that way, such as in the Moonlight Sonata that you heard on the other side of this tape. The classic period, remember, was a time for clarity. Probably the most important principle to remember is Beethoven's music was written with both his mind and his heart. His music is more dramatic than that of other classical composers, and when Beethoven's music is loud, it should be loud. But when Beethoven's music is soft, it should be soft. Contrast is very important. It is also fun as a performer to look for the ways that Beethoven developed an idea. When you find some ways, try to bring them out. Beethoven also has counterpoint in his later pieces. Now, counterpoint is writing in a polyphonic style. You remember the three terms, homophonic, monophonic, and now polyphonic. And counterpoint is written in a polyphonic style. And Beethoven used those in his later pieces. Remember, in his later creative period, the third period, he studied the works of Bach and Palestrina and was greatly influenced by these composers. Remember, an audience will hear what you, the performer, bring out in the music. It is the performer's responsibility to look at the music and then decide how he thinks the composer wanted the piece to sound. It takes a lot of hard work to carefully observe all the markings in Beethoven's music. Beethoven, since he was deaf, perhaps, marked, particularly as he got toward the end of his life, very careful markings and very careful instructions as to how he wanted his music played. Remember, it took a lot of hard work for Beethoven to write the music, and so, as we study Beethoven's music, we should also be willing to put in a lot of hard work to make sure it sounds right, to make sure it sounds good and has the energy and the life and the enthusiasm that Beethoven wrote in it. The more you play Beethoven's music and study Beethoven's music, the more you will love and enjoy his music and be able to find the great creative ideas that he placed within it. Once again, I would encourage you to go to the library or buy a book about Beethoven and also get some recordings of his music and listen to it so you can begin to learn to enjoy this great mind. Well, we're at the end of the tape, and it's time for a brief review and quiz. If you need more time after each question is asked, pause the tape. There are 7 questions. Number 1. Into how many creative periods do scholars divide Beethoven's compositions? Number 2. What are the 3 main parts of the Sonata Allegro form? Number 3. What part of the Sonata Allegro form follows the retransition? Number 4. How should Beethoven's piano works be pedaled? Number 5. What is a coda? Number 6. How did Beethoven's music change the way pianos were built? Number 7. Should a pianist be careful to follow all of Beethoven's phrasing, tempo, and dynamic markings? That's the end of the quiz. How'd you do? If you answered them all correctly, then you are ready to go on. If you missed any, listen to the tape again so you can develop a full grasp of the material that was presented here. Also, so that you can more fully understand and enjoy the great music of a great man, Ludwig von Beethoven.